Well, yes, about four or five medals there, and the highlights probably Fola McFadden from Gador, a member of Ross's Athletic Club, 11:27 in the triple jump, a really, really, really strong performance from her. She won the under 19 national title, and it's an interesting story to develop because she's coached by Aidan Gillespie, and she's been quietly notching up success in the last year or two. But you know, right now at under 19 year level, she's beginning to show her real worth, and 19:27 a PB over the weekend, and the gold medal performance for the Rosses, and for her indeed was a good performance. And then there was a couple of shot put medals. There was Aoife Giles from Cranford. Of course, she won her age group, and well done to her again. She has a history of success as a developing shot putter. And another shot putter, Darren Gallen from Lifford Strabane, a daughter of Sharon Foley, Sharon Gallen. Of course, one of her best all-time athletes ever from Lifford, of course, and she got a silver medal in the shot put. And then one other medal came north was to Donegal. That was Teresa Mullen from Cranford, and she got third in the long jump. So that was pretty much the tally in terms of medal performances over the one day. It was yesterday, Chris. So that kind of wraps up the indoor athletics program for 2016-17. So we kind of move on now to the outdoor, into schools, into all sorts of things beyond Easter sort of thing, you know.
Never seems to be a quiet weekend. I know there was that big women's 5K up in the Twin Towns today. There was the Oma Half Marathon yesterday. So people from clubs all over the county involved in so many interests.
Aye, absolutely. And you said about Oma. I don't have anything from Oma, but I'm sure there was a massive crowd, as there always is, and it's a developing meet that's developed over the last 20 years, so it's a popular event, half marathon particularly. And today, yes, 5K, Run Donegal Women's 5K at Finn Valley, in and around the 500 women there. It was a beautiful, beautiful morning, beautiful sight, all the pink t-shirts going up the road. It was in aid of the Breeds Care Fund. The race was set off by her husband, Seamus. They live in London, of course, and they did live in London. Breeze has sadly passed away, but Seamus and the family were there over from London. And, you know, it was a lovely event. The race was won by Fionnuala Diver from Letterkenny. Zola Flynn from Calry, in Calry, C-A-L-R-Y, Calry, just outside Sligo. She was second, and Monica McGrannan, Kenny was third. But it really was about participation, families and people running, walking, jogging. It was a really, really enjoyable, event. And then just to bring you up to date on competition down the country, and Athlone today as well, the National Winter Throws, or Spring Throws as they are now, just to give the throwers, the hammer throwers, the javelin throwers, discus throwers, people like that, an opportunity at national level in the indoor period, as it were. And we had a few medals there. Olivia Cuskelly from Lifford Strabane winning the under 16 hammer, so well done to her. And a few medals going to Finn Valley. Conor Breston getting a silver medal in his hammer age group, and Dylan Cairns with a 51.95 in the javelin, got second in the junior javelin. So that was a couple of medals coming north there. So that kind of stuff is now done and dusted. That's scratched that off the program, and as I say, we move on. And the other good news over the weekend was a 69.97 hammer throw from Dempsey McGuigan down at the University of Florida. So that was that's a big throw that's coming. You know, he'll get 70 meters in the history of Irish hammer throwing. It is credible, seriously credible, hammer throwing, you know, historically in Irish hammer throwing terms. So were he to do that, and I'm sure he will in the next month or 6 weeks, then that'll be something to get excited about. So it's been a busy weekend in many, many parts of the world. So as I say, we move on, and there's some key events coming up, and we'll follow them through as well.
Yep. And finally, Patsy, you mentioned key events, the Donegal Grand Prix Series in the next, we're not too far away from Northwest 10K time. There's a Ballyliffin Challenge and a whole host of things, and the build-up to the Donegal Marathon. So lots happening.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's plenty of opportunity for people to put their foot in the water. And as you say, Easter Saturday, 1 o'clock, it's in Ballyliffin is the place to be. And then Northwest 10K, well-established event as well. And then, you know, just so many events, so many opportunities for people. You know, there's nearly two events on nearly every day somewhere in Donegal. So it's there's no want of opportunities. But interesting that We had 500 women out this morning here at Clun Valley in the women's only event, and there were 200 people out in an autism race in Letterkenny as well at around about the same time. So that's 700 that took to the roads this morning.